Namaste, my friends. Welcome back to the Raw Rituals podcast. My name is Ella, your host, and I am so honored and excited to be with you guys today. I really wanted to dive into alignment and what this means for us, especially during a solar eclipse. So today we are experiencing a solar eclipse called the Ring of Fire. Not only is today a solar eclipse, but it is also the new moon, and we are currently in the season of Gemini. So I'd like to really entertain the ideas of what these energies do when they mingle and what you might have been experiencing or will be experiencing also in regards to alignment. So if you've been feeling restless, full of pent-up energy, or just like you're gonna burst, you have full permission to blame this moon. Gemini eclipse is a very intense energy due to the fact that eclipses always have a way of urging us towards change, and it has a very fitting name called the Ring of Fire. So because of the moon's distance from the sun, it means it won't completely block out the sun's rays. Instead, what we're going to be seeing is a fiery halo in the sky. So in the past, throughout history, a lot of people have thought that these eclipses carry a negative connotation. But in astrology, the sun is describing our will and our rational self, while the moon is explaining our emotions and our subconscious mind. So the moon blocking the sun may be interpreted as some kind of blockage in our own ability to think rationally, exert our own willpowers, or not be able to see the positive side of things. So we are also in a Mercury retrograde. We have a lot of things going on. So I'd first love to honor you and just allow you to create space for gratitude for yourself, because a lot has been going on. And my best advice during the Mercury retrograde is to tread lightly with conversations and to stay open to flow. Try not to get rigid in your ways. This is a time period where a lot of quick change is going to occur, but also a lot of fated events will occur. So if you believe in fate, this means that it would be things occurring that were predestined in time. So when we think of change or we think of fated events, potentially you may have been driving down the wrong highway and this moon says, hey, you're gonna wanna go and take a U-turn, or you're gonna wanna keep driving and take this next exit. Simply because when these energies all intermingle, it really puts it into your face what is not working. And also, things may quickly pop in and out of your life. So it's really important to stay very alert and pick up on key feelings, key characters, key wants, key desires, because if you are feeling upset about something, for example, in a salon, which is Raw Aesthetics, I have a shop, and I always know during a Mercury retrograde that my clients are probably going to be extremely haywire, especially if they're not aware of astrology and they don't really honor it. So I like to keep that in mind during a Mercury retrograde. I don't necessarily ease up fully on my policies or things of that nature, but I definitely ease up on myself, and I don't get hard on myself thinking that I'm doing something wrong if clients are constantly rescheduling or canceling during this time period. I always know and I plan and prepare for this, because each individual's life is kind of going through this like crazy little sphere where things are just not happening, traveling is more difficult, communication is more difficult. And so I encourage you to really sit with yourself before you have difficult conversations during this time. And of course, it's advised to not make any rash decisions or make any new implementations into things with contracts and things of that nature. But the greatest, most positive thing about this specific time period right now is you will probably be experiencing a lot of connections that are leading you to your highest truth and your truest path. So again, if things are falling off, it's because they never aligned with you anyways. And so instead of beating yourself up, I invite you to feel free and to feel that there's this open space that you now have for yourself, or to invite new energy in that serves you better or more higher vibrational energy exchanges, if you will. So although it's important to understand limitations, for example, this eclipse is not going to completely change your life for you. Positive changes are always going to need you to create action. And so if you're noticing things where you feel discomfort, but you're not taking any action, you might not be experiencing the positive effects of something like this. So I always love to speak from example. And for myself, I have been an artist for 14 years. And right at the beginning of this retrograde, I experienced severe pain in my hands. So you can imagine how terrifying that is. As an artist, or just a human truly, our hands are everything. And so I quickly looked at what needed to go in my life. And I also allowed things to fall off that I knew weren't serving me anymore, whether it was certain clients, certain services, or just certain parts of myself that I wasn't being honest with myself about. So for me, when I think about pain in the hands, I also know that a lot of the tendons and things like that that flow through the hands and the wrist, the forearm, they are also connected to the heart. And so I was trying to sit with myself and think, well, what matters of the heart am I not being honest with myself, and what am I holding on to so tightly that it's manifesting in my physical body? And I realized I needed to release a lot during this time period, and this eclipse has brought so many opportunities and new beginnings. But when I pulled my tarot yesterday in regards to this eclipse, I got, in regards to my business, since that's the topic we're on, I got the death card, and I felt that deep in my soul. I felt a lot of endings coming, but I do feel a lot of new beginnings as well. And there's something so beautiful about being in a season where you're mourning or grieving an ending, but also getting those butterflies and excitement about beginnings. So if you're noticing this in any area of your life, whether it's in your career or in your job, maybe you own a business, maybe it's where you live, if certain things are not aligning with you, this is an amazing time to manifest what does align with you. The portal is blown wide open today, so I invite you to sit with yourself and think, what is it that I need to call into my life that I know will align with my higher self? What are the key things that your higher self is telling you? Where are you feeling discomfort? Where can you release and set new intentions in that arena? What is holding you back or bringing you down or making you feel lower? Those things are keeping you in that dark density. And when you're in that darker density, you're going to feel heavier. You're going to feel lower and more negative emotions. And so you're really doing yourself a disservice by not aligning with your higher self. So it's really interesting, kind of coming back to the astrology of today. We're getting a triple dose of Gemini energy during this Ring of Fire eclipse because the moon, the sun, and our Mercury retrograde, which is Gemini's ruling planet, are all in the sign of these twins today. And this is a time to really be curious and be our own guide as we observe and download new information that will potentially expand our minds and be fruitful for us in the future. So stay curious and stay open and be ready to learn something new. The fact that these planetary bodies are all conjunct with another means that a triple conjunction could very well be interpreted as a need to revisit the ways in which we communicate with ourselves, and simply highlighting how important our inner dialogue really is. So for me, I've been really ramping up on the self-care the past couple of weeks, especially with feeling injured. I have really taken the time to do multiple massages in a week, cupping, gasha, facials, crystal healing, Reiki, getting a new hairstyle, taking extra naps, taking hot yoga classes, really learning and understanding what it is my body needs. Because being raw and truthful here, as always, I have noticed that after years of being an entrepreneur, one day I just woke up and looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize myself, and I felt like I lost sense of my why. And I think that something that we all tend to do is stay in our comfort zones, or we might be rigid because we don't want to embrace change with things that bring us security. And I feel like a lot of the changes that I'm incorporating into my business are things that could have happened a long time ago had I been more communicative with myself, and had I been more honest with myself and taken the time to look in the mirror and ask myself, what do I need? What am I missing? How can I support you? How can I hold space for you? These are questions I constantly ask my clients, my coaching clients, my students, and I was so blown away at the amount of times I really didn't take the time to do that with myself when I had the time and space to do that. So, of course, being vulnerable with you guys about things like that is so important to me, because I just want you to know that you're not alone and you're not an imposter if you're not a perfect person. You know, it's a lot of work to be in alignment with yourself, because it's a lot of responsibility to have to embody change and embody new beginnings. Whereas when you are being that friend or being that supportive partner, things like that, you don't have to embody the change. You're just the encourager on the sideline. So during this season of change, I really invite you to embody the changes you need to make. For me, that looks like eating better foods, spending more time in self-care rituals, because I realized although I was doing them, I was doing them halfway, if you will. I was not fully present in those times when I was honoring myself each and every time. And so being more intentional about my relationship with myself is something that I really was called out during this time period. But also, getting tarot readings during this time period is an amazing experience, because it's very validating to hear that these changes are not happening to you, they're happening for you. So again, tying this all back into today's astrology, I think it's important to acknowledge that things are confusing and a little bit murky. So things might not be clear, our intuition might not be clear. It's recommended that we do not act too impulsively around this time. So really sit with the decisions you're making and your changes and your endings and in your new beginnings. Today is the day to set those intentions, but once we come out of this retrograde, I think that's when it'd be an excellent time to implement them. So again, on the new moon, we really set the intentions and we take actionable steps to embody those things. So if you're feeling very off about certain decisions, you might want to sit with them before pushing full steam ahead. Just keep in mind that eclipses can highlight those areas of your life that might need improvement or change, and they shake us out of feelings of compliancy so that we can move from one level to another. And if you're trying to get into the higher planes, the higher dimensions, those energetic frequencies work rapidly. And so that's why I invite you to maybe sit with changes and just implement them actionably bit by bit until the retrograde is over. So the moon, on the other hand, is truly representing that inner sphere of your life where your deepest desires and dreams come from. And again, this is a time to be really open and honest with yourself with, how do I want my daily life to look like? I think a lot of us get caught up in alignment with, oh, this career or this family goal or this wealth goal. But so many of us don't think about the impact we have and how powerful we are, because we truly are all creators of our reality. And so if you're, that's why they say be careful what you wish for, because those things have to come to fruition, and it's just the law of science and law of attraction. So always sit with yourself and be very honest with yourself about your desires and your dreams, and take your time with things that are especially life altering. These would be things like moving, creating a family, ending a family unit, ending a business, starting a business, a job. All of those things are very critical parts of your dharma and your life path. So I encourage you to just maybe take a minute to sit with yourself. And I'd really like to guide you through a meditation at this time to hopefully invoke your truest desires and see what needs to be released. Although we tend to release during a full moon, I think that the power of an eclipse brings out a lot of change. And so I think a lot of us are feeling a lot of anxiety or energy moving throughout the body because we have things that are leaving so that new beginnings can come. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to guide you through this little meditation. If you would like to pause this podcast, come back to it at another time, feel free to do that. Or if you're in a quiet, safe space where you feel you're ready to get to know yourself a little bit more, let's go ahead and begin. So I would like you to start by closing your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Hold. Deep breath out. And I'd like you to place your right hand over your heart. And go ahead and start by asking yourself, what do I need to release? What is no longer serving me? What have I been holding on to that has not left space for the new beginnings to come in? Maybe what am I holding on too tightly of that I need to loosen my grip or let completely go of? And go ahead and sit with those thoughts and feelings and honor them. This is a time to have integrity with yourself. And I invite you to allow grief, mourning, however many seconds you need. Give yourself the space to honor an ending. Give gratitude to what no longer serves you for how it did up until this point. And now I'd like you to invoke joy. What in this current moment is sparking joy? What deep desires do you want to bring into fruition and out of your mind and into this world? What does your day look like? Your dream day. Not just today. What does your dream day look like? Now, I'd like you to picture that day compounded into weeks and months and years. What does that dream day look like on a larger scale? What kind of life does it give you? What kind of person does it make you? How does it serve you in your larger picture? I invite you to welcome your heaven on earth in. Start small by envisioning the day. Envision the week. Envision the month. Envision the year. Envision the decade. Envision the life. And envision the legacy. Take a deep breath in and just welcome that joy in. Give gratitude to yourself for making space for this joy, this exciting new beginning. Breathe it in deep. Feel that energy of joy pulsate through your body. And whenever you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes, smile big, and wherever you can see a reflection of yourself, whether it's a window or a mirror, just smile at yourself. Honor the change. Honor the alignment. Because when you are in alignment, you are in your highest form of joy and service to others. And you create the positive change in the world that the world so desperately needs right now. So fill up your own cup. Turn that light, turn that fire on to full blast. And really just welcome in the change and the new beginnings that are coming your way from this eclipse. Give yourself the space and time to honor and mourn the past if need be, but try not to sit in those feelings too long. After you sit with that, come back and embody that joy, the frequency of love. And remember that you being in your highest form means that you can be of such great service to those around you, to those you serve, and to your community. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please, if you liked this episode, take a screenshot so we can share this message and share this frequency of joy across the globe. We all need this love and we need to honor our past, but also welcome in our future. So I would invite you, if this message resonated with you, to screenshot it, send it to a friend, post it to social media. I will absolutely repost. You can find me on Instagram at Raw Aesthetics Co. You can also find me at www.rawaesthetics.co. And I am so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for taking the time and space to exchange with me for your higher self. And if you are feeling more called to this work, feel free to DM or email me. I am doing my Abundance Manifesting Coaching Program, where I'm helping others with their soul's purpose and getting into alignment and really truly honoring the past, but moving forward into your best self. So wishing you alignment, abundance, and I look forward to connecting with you guys again. Namaste.